I had Skip Nipper lined up before the news broke yesterday about the yet another edict in Major League Baseball, you know, telling Oakland A's to either poop or get off the pot out there. And, of course, Nashville's keep reassurging. And he is, you know, when you have your Twitter handle is Mr. Sulfur Dale, you got a little bit of history about you.
A little bit.
Skip, good morning. Skip Nipper with us. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Greg. Hey, John.
How you doing, thanks, man? Great to have you on today.
Oh, you know, life is good. It's worth a living. I'm happy to be on here with you this morning.
Good to be alive.
Well, hey, let's don't bury the lead. I mean, the news coming out again, you know, about the Oakland A's and, of course, the ownership group that's put together here, Music City Baseball. And I'll just tell you this, 20 years ago, I don't think so. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know, maybe. Right now, I think it would work. What are, in your mind, what are the chances if Tampa Bay or Oakland move that it could be Nashville?
Well, I think it's very possible. I'm not sure how the Nashville Stars initiative would be into a team moving here. Probably would be positive. I think their framework is to build a ball team much like the Predators were built. But, you know, hey, if Major League Baseball wants to come to Nashville, they're going to come to Nashville. And I'm not sure there's a hotter city in the United States that's ready for baseball than Nashville is.
Well, Skip, the biggest thing that I've talked about over the years about baseball coming here and is just the fact that, you know, with MLB, there is no salary cap. So teams have to, you know, have to be creative in how they generate revenue to, you know, build up a decent payroll to fill, you know, to field a competitive team. How do you think that would work here if Nashville were to, you know, get MLB?
You know, I've lived here all my life. Nashville, before the Predators and the Titans came to town, was a baseball town. I think it's still a baseball town. And I'm not sure that it's a complete sports town. Of course, we have the Nashville Sounds. But like I said, if Major League Baseball wants to come to Nashville, they're going to come to Nashville, and they're not going to let anything get in their way. I think the framework that's being set by the Nashville Stars Initiative is dynamite, and I think they can put it together with the right way with the Nashville Stars name, and we've got a town full of stars, and there's a connection back to Negro League history with the Nashville Stars and the Negro Southern League. I think all the components are there. Of course, there are a lot of moving parts that have to be taken care of, but, you know, this is going to be a baseball town soon, I think.
Well, and, you know, the people that the Nashville Stars have put behind them, so a lot of, you know, from everywhere from Tim Corbin being on their board to Justin Timberlake, right? All the way through.
Barfield, Bobby Bones, Eddie George, all those guys are, at least, I don't know the financial aspect of it, I'm not privy to that, but at least the energy is coming from them as to make this happen in some form. And I think that's great. I think the plan has been laid out very well.
Skip Nipper with us. Skip, you talk about this being a baseball town, and the documentary on the Sulfur Dale was just, if anybody hadn't seen it, I guess you can go see it on YouTube, but it's really so well done, and I know how much you were involved with that. Also, though, but when you say baseball town, from the Sulfur Dale era, there was that little gap until Larry Schmitto brought the Sounds here, that strength of running all the way through until he sold it, and now the Sounds with the new stadium. There has been a consistent flow of baseball in this city going back, 120 years, right?
Yeah, well, actually, the first recorded game was in 1860, right before the war between the states.
Yeah, like I said, 160 years.
So, and maybe even before that, but, you know, it started rolling after the Civil War, and then rolled on into 1901 when the Southern Association was formed. Nashville was a member of that until it went out of business in 1961. And then we had that 15-year gap between 1963 when the Nashville Vols shut down, before Larry Schmitto brought the Nashville Sounds to town. I think he was a visionary, and I don't think he gets enough credit for what he did to bring baseball back to Nashville and not only just put a stadium together, but he filled it with fans, and he got the whole city behind it. A lot of people don't remember 1992. He almost had Major League Baseball come into town then when he was trying to get an expansion team. And I think from talking to Larry over the years that the city really wasn't behind it because they had NFL and NHL on their mind with an arena and a stadium. And, of course, now he's in the bowling business where he will tell you the difference between baseball and bowling is there are no rainouts.
That's right.
and he's done a wonderful job with that business that he has, too.
So, well, he's really smart because they're now our studio sponsors here, the Strikers Bear Family Fund Center's studios. But, yeah, but you're right. And obviously this could be deemed as gratuitous, but I've said this for a long time. You're right. Larry does not get anywhere. He is, you know, I call you Mr. Baseball, but you're because you're a historian. Of it, boots on the ground. It was Larry Schmitto.
Oh yeah, he put that team together with Conway Twitty and others, and made that happen. And he brought excitement to the ballpark. It wasn't just the next event in town. I mean, he really put us back on the map with baseball.
Well, and the Nashville Sounds now, man, I know they had capacity up to their restricted level last night for the home opener, but Friday, what are you saying, John? When
got me a rock and roll band, it's a free-for-all.
It's come a free-for-all, one, yeah. It's that thing. And so with the, that part.
Friday night, if the weather's decent, that band box is going to be jamming, bro.
Of course it will. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you know, people find safety in going to the ballpark. I think it's a safe place. I think you can sit next to somebody or in front or behind somebody, and they don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. They don't care where you go to church, although you can talk about it.
Right.
People just want to watch the game and enjoy the view, and they enjoy the things that are going around. And like my old buddy Farrell Owens used to say, there is a romantic side to baseball. And he said, if there's a baseball game going on, I'm in love with it.
Well, and we lost Farrell a couple months ago. Sad news with that. Former general manager of the Nashville Sounds, as a matter of fact. So, God bless him.
I always called him the eyes and ears of our old-timers group, too, because he knew a lot of the old players. And he kept that connection going. And we miss him. We just miss him terribly. He was such a great guy.
Skip Nipper with us. Nat, you brought it up. That's a lot of the premise of why you haven't known as well, just the timeliness of the news came out yesterday. Nashville Old Timers Baseball Association, the 80th, let me emphasize this, the 80th annual banquet Sunday night at Sonesta Hotel, used to be the Airport Marriott, and Bucky Dent. And thank you for pointing us in the right direction. Bucky Dent's going to be on the show with us tomorrow morning at 10:05. But this banquet, I was reading, you know, your Twitter account, just 18 high school senior baseball players at the banquet will be getting scholarships. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's one of the best parts. We raise money and then we give it away. And that's kind of one of the fun things, along with honoring a Mr. Baseball and honoring a Hall of Famer and an umpire Hall of Fame selection also, along with Bucky Dent. It'll be a great night, you know, with Mayor Cooper's edict about how many people could attend the banquet. We were down to 224, and it was raised to three twelve, and now it's opened up. So we still have tickets to sell.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to attend, it's at 6:30, and as you mentioned, the Sonesta. And we're going to have a fine time with some ex-major leaguers there. We've had Sonny Gray as our speaker, Harmon Killebrew, and Bucky Dent will be, he'll fit right in there. It'll be great. We're going to have a great night. People can go online to otbaseball.com and go to purchase, donate, and buy a ticket, and we'd love to see people there. Let's fill that place up on Sunday night.
Well, I was off, but it's the 83rd annual, by the way. Don't let facts get away with me.
I'm going to call you down, but please.
That's right. Yeah. I was in the ballpark. 83rd annual time banquet. And so cool for that. So their tickets are still available for that. And where can they go get it? The tickets again?
They can go to otbaseball.com and click on purchase/donate, and there's a tab there. They can click on it, go right to the order form to purchase a ticket. And we'll hold that ticket at will call form at the registration desk on Sunday evening. We open the hall about 6:15, and the banquet begins at 6:30. We'd love to have a great crowd. It's a great baseball event.
Yeah, and Jason Maxwell, of course, now at Innsworth. Yeah, I remember him when he came out of Marshall County High School down in Lewisburg. Yeah. Had a really nice run in the major leagues, and so he's going to be honored as well.
He's Mr. Baseball this year, and you know he led the 15 and under, I think, USA Baseball team to a World Cup a few years ago, and has been selected again. I think was just announced as the 18 and under coach for this next for this season for the championships down in Florida. And he is a great testament to baseball for Nashville. He's been the Ensworth coach there since I think it became a school. So we're real proud to be able to give him that award also.
Skip Nipper with us as well. Skip, I don't know if ever who's your favorite team.
New York Yankees.
Oh,
somebody
my
told me
there's
another team in New York, but I don't believe it. I think
it's not true. As a fellow Yankee fan, I can concur with that. So
sorry, I brought
nice win
up.
Last night over Tampa. You know, we're starting to get it going a little bit.
Right. Yeah. All rise, buddy. All rise.
That's right. Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Lord,
love the Yankees.
You know, you mentioned this as well, the impact of Negro League baseball in this city really is understated, isn't it?
Well, it's been understated all over the country, I think, until just this past year. It was 1920 when Rube Foster and seven other owners of Negro teams got together in Kansas City and formed the Negro National League. And so last year was the 100th anniversary, and it got plenty of attraction last year, but it's going to continue on this year because of COVID restrictions. I think Major League Baseball and probably Minor League also will give it its due, I think, at least through the end of this season. What a lot of people don't know is just a few months after Rube Foster and those others formed the Negro National League, one of our Nashville heroes, Tom Wilson, owned the Nashville Eli Giants. In 1920, he met in Atlanta with seven owners to form the Negro Southern League. So we've got quite a history here, even though that team bounced around, moved several different places. It ended up in Baltimore. But we have so many ex-Negro League players here in town. It really is a foundation of Negro League baseball. At least we played our part here.
Bucket list, what, to the Hall of Fame in Kansas City, right?
I got to get out there.
Right.
Have you been there?
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
There's a really good one in Birmingham outside of left field. You don't have to pay to go in. It's owned by the city of Birmingham, but they have a benefactor that has donated so much. There's a Satchel Paige All-Star uniform there. Birmingham used to have a big following for Negro League baseball, Birmingham Black Barons, and it's called the Negro Southern League Baseball Museum, and it's dynamite. It's 3 hours away, and you can go to Rickwood Field, which is still standing since 1910. It's a great baseball baseball town, too.
Oh, by the way, in 1957, the year of my birth, the Milwaukee Braves, beat the Yankees in the World Series. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thanks for the update.
And then the next year, the
Yankees will just have to make do with their 27 World Series.
Which was the next year after that. Yeah, they won the World Series. Yeah.
They won a few, actually. 27, to be exact.
Okay.
Here's your trivia question of the day. The only player to play for the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, and the Atlanta Braves.
I know the answer. I actually put it up on Facebook. Del Crandall passed away within the past week. Yep.
Oh, you're so wrong today. It's Eddie Matthews.
Del Crandall. Did you say the only living?
No, I didn't say living.
Well, now, what was the question? Because Del Crandall played. I don't know, man.
The only player to play for the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, and the Atlanta Braves.
You sure it wasn't Del Crandall?
I don't think so. Oh, by the way, we're auctioning off a Johnny Logan bat, game used, that has been signed by Henry Aaron and Dale Crandall. That'll be one of our auction items, along with a Bobby Bones autographed baseball, the Eddie George autographed baseball.
Nice.
So we just don't have a dinner. We auction off some nice things to raise money.
Well,
and what we do with that money is give it back to programs that need help repairing a dugout or, a fence that's been blown over by, one of the storms. There's a way people can request funds from us, too, on our website, otbaseball.com.
Nice.
I'm still on the Dale Crandall thing. I'm sorry.
Come on. Trust me, Skip, this is going to bother him all day.
I'm telling you. I've already gone to baseballreference.com. Because he passed away, and the story, I swear, said that he was the last living member to play for all three, or last living person to play for all three.
I have been wrong before. I've been wrong plenty, so it's okay to call me down if I'm wrong again. It's good. I take it easy. I don't take criticism very. It doesn't bother me. So.
Well, Man, he in 1949 started with the Boston Braves. Of course, they moved there in 53. The year Hank Aaron was the rookie of the year, and I look all the way through here, and they moved there in 64, and he was not with the Braves that year. 63 was his last year with the Braves, and in 64, the Giants. 65, I'm done. I swear I'm going to find that story, though.
No, seriously, he's going to be on it all day. He's going to be relentless about it.
No. I sit corrected. Thanks, Skip.
No, but that's how old timers got started, was guys sitting around in the wintertime, and what we know is hot stove.
Right.
Talking about their careers, we're talking about baseball. I don't think you get that with football or hockey or some of the other sports. And I think that's one of the things that has added to our longevity, because you see guys get together like the Mitchell brothers, Charlie and John Mitchell, that played for the Red Sox, and John played for the Mets and Baltimore Orioles. I talked to Tommy Bolton this morning, played with the Red Sox. He's not able to join us Sunday night because his mom's in a home that she just moved her to a new retirement facility. But we have guys that'll come, and you know, it's just a great time.
Well, Skip, everything you do, Mr. Sulphurdale on Twitter, you follow that. Again, Bucky Dent's going to be the featured speaker. Well, have a wonderful evening. 6:30 Sunday night, Sonesta Hotel, used to be the Airport Marriott. Tell the people if they want to come out now that the restrictions of attendance have been loosened by the mayor, you've got more tickets.
Right, we do. And I'm grateful that you would mention that. It's going to be a great night. Everybody come.
And what's the website?
OTBaseball.com.
OTBaseball. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, Skip.
Thanks, John. Thanks.
Have a good day.
See you guys.
The historian of Nashville baseball.
Yeah, man. I can, yeah.